Spread on the road, branches waving, voices shouting, Hosanna. Yet when we look closely, the wonder of Easter is already present in the smallest detail of this day. The mystery of resurrection is quietly woven into what seems like a simple procession. It begins with a detail that might easily be overlooked, a borrowed donkey. So there, I chose that picture because you can see Jesus going into Jerusalem on a donkey, you can see the palm branches, but you can also see that his legs are almost trailing the ground. This is a donkey. Jesus doesn't enter Jerusalem on a war horse, as kings so often did. He rides out on a young colt, humble and gentle. This small detail speaks volumes. It tells us that the kingdom Jesus brings is not built on force, but on peace. Even before the cross, even before the empty tomb, Jesus shows us the nature of God's victory. It's not loud. It's not violent, it is patient and sacrificial. The early church recognized that in following Jesus, they were following the path of victimhood, of suffering, and even possibly of death for their faith. This is the way that Christianity started. So there's mystery here too. The disciples, when they're asked if anybody questions them, about taking the donkey, they are simply to say, the Lord needs it. Somehow, everything falls into place. The right animal is there at the right moment. The right people respond in the right way. Palm Sunday reminds us that God's purposes often unfold quietly through ordinary things. An animal tied to a post, a conversation on the street, a simple act of obedience. And then there are the cloaks laid on the road. Imagine the crowd taking what they owned, their garments. Most people then would have only had one cloak for the whole of their life. They'd have had one cloak. So that precious thing that they had, they would lay on the ground to celebrate this coming. And they placed them under the feet of a donkey. This wasn't just excitement, it was an offering. They were giving something of themselves to Jesus. So we begin to glimpse Easter on this day. Easter is all about giving. God giving his son. What could God do greater than to send his only son for the salvation of the world? And then Jesus, his son, giving of his very self. The road covered with cloaks points forward to the cross, where everything will be laid down in love. What looks like a royal welcome becomes, in hindsight, the beginning of a journey towards sacrifice and redemption. So another striking detail is the palm branches. Palms were symbols of victory and celebration. The people waved them as if the triumph had already come. Yet the victory they expected was not the victory Jesus would bring. They wanted freedom from the Romans. Quite understandably, the Romans were very oppressive. But Jesus came to bring them a much greater thing, freedom from sin and from death. How often do we wave our own palms, celebrating what we think God should do, only to discover that God is doing something deeper, richer, and more surprising than we imagined? I so often put two and two together and make five. God's plan is even deeper than that. The mystery of Easter is that true victory comes not through power, but it comes through surrender. The branches waved in joy would soon be followed by a cross carried in sorrow, and then by an empty tomb filled with wonder. And the voices of the crowd, Hosanna, they said, which In the language of the time, shouted, save us now. It was a shout of praise, but also it was a plea for rescue, For them, it was a plea to be rescued from the Romans. For us, it's a plea to be rescued, in effect, from ourselves. In that single world, in that single word, lies the longing of humanity. We all carry a quiet hosanna in our hearts, a desire to be saved, restored, made whole. So Palm Sunday shows us that Jesus hears those cries. The mystery of Easter is that he answers them in ways we do not always expect. The salvation he brings is not immediate comfort, but lasting transformation. Not escape from hardship, but victory through it. Jesus does not turn back, even though he knows what lies ahead. Palm Sunday reminds us that the path to resurrection always passes through compassion and courage. Even the stones play a part in the story. When someone asks Jesus to silence the crowd, he replies, "If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." Creation itself seems ready to join in the praise. Jesus' death on the cross is not all about us. It's about the whole deliverance of the cosmos from death, from dying, from evil. Palm Sunday hints that all creation is waiting for redemption, the redemption that was revealed in the empty tomb on Easter Sunday morning. So when we look at Palm Sunday closely, we see more than celebration. We see preparation, we see promise, we see mystery unfolding in humble details. These are the details. A borrowed donkey becomes a sign of praise. Cloaks on the road become symbols of surrender. Palm branches become signs of a deeper victory. Shouts of Hosanna become prayers answered at the cross. And tears prepare for resurrection joy. I love that verse in the Psalms that says, "Tears overnight bring joy in the morning." And that for many of us has rung true. The strength to go through the tears, to know that God is at work. So this is where the wonder touches us today. The same God who worked through these small details is still at work in the details of our lives. The unnoticed moments, the simple acts of faith, the quiet steps of obedience, these are often where resurrection begins. Palm Sunday invites us to pay attention, to notice the small things, to trust that even when the road ahead seems uncertain, God is weaving Easter hope into every step. I don't know what your situation is at the moment. Over this Easter time, might be one of great joy and happiness, maybe one of sadness and struggling, maybe lots of degrees in between. But we walk with Jesus into Jerusalem, not just as spectators, but as followers. We carry our own palms of praise, our own cloaks of surrender, our own whispered hosannas. And we do so knowing this. Hidden in the details of Palm Sunday is the promise of Easter morning, that sorrow will not have the last word, that love will overcome death, and that God's greatest wonders often begin in the smallest things. Amen. So we're going to sing a song in between the first